Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. I'm Michaela. I hope that you guys have a great start to your new year and that if those that celebrate the holidays have enjoyed it. Today's show is called Healthy Aging with Britt Allen. Aging is one of those things we all cannot escape besides death and taxes, it seems. We may not be able to turn back the clock, but we can choose to age gracefully and to feel well in the mind, body, and spirit along the journey. Britt Allen joins us today to discuss her ideas on healthy aging. Britt also hosts her own wellness show on Rightstream Radio Network called Get Fit and Fabulous with Britt Allen. Her life's initial focus wasn't on health and wellness per se, but growing up in Norway, she was immersed in a healthy lifestyle naturally. In her later years, Britt pursued more ways to keep herself healthy with an emphasis on nutrition and ridding the body of toxicity. Plus, she was also inspired to help others do so as well. So we're going to learn a little bit more about Britt here in just a moment. So welcome, Britt. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you. Now I know how to pronounce your name. I was looking at that, and I just could not figure it out. Now I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, my mom, she gave us actually a really long name. So, you know, I've heard all kinds of things. If it's close, I'll answer. But Britt, I was going to say, if we want to start off by letting the listeners know a little bit about yourself.
Of course, you can tell right away. I wasn't born in this country. I have been here much longer than I ever lived in my native country, which is Norway. But I have never been able to get rid of my accent. So again, some people say, I should keep my accent. So I am not striving for that anymore.
I like that. You know what? I think we should be proud of our heritage.
And also, when you have an accent, people actually remember you better. Anyway, growing up in Norway, yeah, I always wanted to see the world and to travel. So at the age of 23, Pan American World Airways, they were looking for stewardesses. And I applied and I was accepted. A few weeks later, I found myself in New York City, which was a drastic change from Little Oslo. But I started a fabulous career with Pan American. I was based in New York for a couple of years. Then I transferred to San Francisco to get to see the other part of the world. And this, of course, was the days that you could not have children and fly. You could barely be married. So when I did marry, I quit my job, and I kind of miss flying, but now I have two beautiful daughters, and now I even have grandchildren. I live in northeast Florida, not north, but just straight east of Orlando in a nice little coastal community, Melbourne Beach. And my one daughter lives very close, and my other daughter lives only a couple of hours away. So they didn't do like what I did to my parents, because I just left and never came back to live in Norway. However, I spent last month in Norway, the whole month of December, which was really neat. I got to reconnect with my Norwegian family. It was strange not having my daughters and their families, but it was a nice change. And it's really something to be in Norway this time of the year, because the sun doesn't rise until 9 o'clock in the morning, and it sets around 3. It's very, very dark. If you have a cloudy day, it's dusk just about all day. It's
different. Wow, that is different.
Yeah, it is. But it's so nice and cozy inside. Fireplaces, candles everywhere, because you have to do something to lighten up that time of the year.
Right. So for you, you traveled. How long were you in the airline industry before you decided to get married then?
About 5 years.
Okay, so years of getting to do that. So question with the traveling, being able to see different parts of the world. So did you get to see not only the United States, but did you go to other countries too?
Oh, this was before deregulation. So the only two carriers that flew international was TWA and Pan American. I never flew domestic. My first flight was New York, Rome. So
okay.
I got to see all of Europe, Africa, the Middle East. And then when I transferred to San Francisco, I got to see the Pacific, New Zealand, Australia, Japan. So it was fabulous.
Nice. How did that impact you on leading a healthier life from visiting all those different places?
In those days, I didn't really think about it. But growing up in Norway, I have some habits that I really carried with me. First of all, I did a lot of cross-country skiing and hiking, and I played a lot of sports. And that's a habit that I have kept. When I came here to the United States, instead of cross-country skiing, I've been doing a lot of downhill. I also picked up both tennis and golf. And
so you definitely kept active just naturally.
Yes, I did. And then another thing is, in Norway, the meals are much smaller portions. Here, they are supersized. So I never got into those big, big, huge meals, which has made it easier for me to stay in shape and not gaining weight.
That's pretty amazing for as long as you said you've lived here in America to not take on that way. So when you say smaller portions, like to give a visual to our listeners, what would you say that looked like?
Like when you take a huge McDonald's burger, I would cut it in two and eat half of it. And take the other half home if I wanted to. Yeah.
Okay, so like that. So how about, is there any other things that you remember from growing up in Norway that maybe your family did, like certain kind of foods that were more prevalent that you guys were to eat that you think that was healthier?
Just being home in December now, it was just really a treat because of all of the wonderful seafood, like a smoked salmon and gravlax, which is another type of salmon, and smoked trout, just a lot of seafood delicacies. So, yes, growing up, I had a lot of different kinds of seafoods. The whole coastline of Norway is full of fish. So that's what I grew up on. Of course, Christmas time, we also have a lot of meat. And the meat that is most used is actually pork. We have a rib roast pork, which is absolutely delicious with a lot of fat and a nice rind, which is very crispy. And that's what we have for Christmas Eve, and it was delicious. Otherwise, we used a lot more root vegetables this time of the year because everything like that only grows in the summer, of course. So just about every meal you get potatoes, white potatoes. And that's something I don't eat anymore. So that got a little bit tiring for me, those little white potatoes. But that is the standard. And another thing which is fun, what you do the month of December, when you have a nice big meal, you have our national drink, which is aquavit. Have you ever heard of aquavit living in Seattle? You might have.
It sounds familiar. Okay, but go ahead.
You can compare it to vodka, and you get a little shot glass, and you chase it actually with beer, and it has a caraway flavor. It has become very, very popular now, and you have to acquire a taste for it, but I think it's very good. So I had some of that, of course, wine as well, but because December is really a month to celebrate. Like I told you, it's so dark outside. So indoor, we do celebrate and enjoy.
Well, like just to hear that, you know, you think when you hear seafood, you think about, well, mostly Asian countries that are like that. So I would have never guessed that with Norway, that you eat like that. And it does sound like, you know, you guys have a variety of stuff, but it doesn't sound like people are overweight there. It sounds like you guys are active people. So I don't think the food was going to affect you if you guys are leading active lifestyles.
Well, that's true too. It is. And like you do a lot more walking in Norway. There's a lot of public transportation. Of course, everybody has a car now. But it's very popular, actually, to use the public transportation and also bicycling. People are more aware of using their body.
Hey, that's good. You know, that's something we need down here.
Oh,
exactly.
I agree.
Well,
but of course,
you know, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, the thing here, everybody has to have a car to get any place.
Yes, unless you're in certain places. Like, you know, in Seattle, they do actually have a great public transportation system. But in Florida, like, I don't know about down south, but I know over up north, they didn't have any bus system. So you did have to have a car.
Yeah, it's that is the big worry for senior citizens when they cannot drive anymore because they are stuck inside.
Right, and keep them holed up, and that's important. Well, speaking of which, since we are talking about, you know, healthy aging, I wanted to ask you, Ms. Britt, are there any key elements that you can think of in aging gracefully and healthily for the mind, body, and spirit?
Personally, I meditate. I do yoga. I also do like a short run in most mornings. Above all, I do personal development, personal growth. I try to really focus on my thoughts, think of myself as healthy, successful, prosperous, to watch my thoughts because it's easy to get dissatisfied and depressed. And another thing is never own a disease. Like some people, if they've had a heart attack, don't refer to it as my heart attack, my surgery, etc. Don't dwell on sickness. And stress, of course, is a big health robber. And the funny part about stress, most stress is self-inflicted. So there we go to our thoughts again, to monitor your thoughts. That makes you much more relaxed, peaceful, if you think about living in the now. And not worry about the past, worry about the future, but just about now. That is something I find to be very, very useful.
I agree. I got goosebumps when you said all of that. Like, it's so pointed out, and I think that's even, you know, a blessing to hear to people, especially, you know, when we start out the new year. I mean, the truth is we can start fresh anytime. I mean, every single day the sun comes up, we have a new start. But something about the new year when, you know, when people hear that they're ready for changes. And so I think this is great advice and wisdom for people to hear and remind themselves. You know, the other thing I wanted to touch on, you know, with you being older and for the older listeners out there, you know, some people will say you can't teach people, you know, older people, or, you know, they say the old dog, new tricks. Do you feel that that's even true, or is it really individual choice whether they want to change or adapt and grow?
Absolutely individual choice. It takes a long time to create a new habit. I think it's about 30 days, something like that, but then you have to keep on doing it.
Right.
But everybody can create a new habit. It's all in your mind if you want to.
So it's never too late to start new. Okay, I like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you're really big on... Okay, and so you're really big about nutrition too. So what do you think, why do you think nutrition is important? And do you have any suggestions or like tips around nutrition for the listeners today?
If you feed your body the right nutrition, your body functions the way it should. But unfortunately, we don't always do that. Actually, years ago, I had a scare. I had breast cancer. And after that, I really watched very closely because I wanted my body to stay alkaline. Disease don't thrive in an alkaline body. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And unfortunately, American foods are not like that, don't really match it.
That's true. But I used to run around to the different health food stores and pick what I thought was good, good nutrition, good vitamins, wasting a lot of money because sometimes these things don't work correctly in your body. They don't work well together. So I waste a lot of money, a lot of time, until a friend of mine introduced me to Isogenics. At the time, I was not really interested, but now I'm very, very grateful that she did, because everything works together in your body.
And this particular product does that? It, you know, it actually aligns with the body?
Yes, it does. I know I get the best nutrition on the planet, and I feel fabulous to brag, but nobody really believes me when I tell them that I am 76 years old, actually 76 and a half. And nutrition plays such a huge role in that. And the other things we have been talking about, it goes all together. But when
oh
you
my
feed
goodness.
Your body the right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted
and
to say,
amazing.
Oh, congratulations, though, Miss Britt, because I would have never guessed either. My grandma is, she'll be 78 this year. And yes, she looks beautiful. I love her. But no, like, yeah, I would never have guessed. So good for you.
Yeah, I feel blessed. Of course, I am blessed with good genes as well. And I'm blessed because I've always been interested in taking care of myself. And I'm blessed now because I really found the nutrition that I think is the best nutrition on the planet.
Well, I think that's good. I think it's important. I think that there's always been a war on what's the right thing to eat. And, you know, I've come to find that it's really, you know, everybody's individual choice. You know, I personally want to lean more to being more plant-based just because I notice it's better in my body. But I think it also comes back and circles around back to like what you originally said about how things really start in the mind. And so I think a lot of it has to do with that and emotions because, you know, and I think that's where it stems with praying and stuff, why people pray over the food, because energetically we affect things. So, you know, even if all you had to eat was, I don't know, a McDonald's burger, but if you at least blessing that burger and be thankful for what you're eating, you know, you're at least changing some of that element. It is a lot with that.
So you are really into healthy food too. You said you're more plant-based.
Yes, I prefer it. I have to be honest with my listeners. I've been naughty the last almost 2 years, kind of a change of circumstances. So I really didn't get to eat that way as I used to. And so my body has actually really kind of suffered because of it. I've gained a good 25 pounds. And so my New Year's resolution is to get back onto my plant-based eating and to show my audience the difference. I mean, they can choose what they want to eat, but, you know, I can, you know, actually when you can show by example the difference of how that affects you, and I know how it affected me, it just makes me even more want to go back to that lifestyle, you know?
Makes you feel so much better, especially when your body's nice and lean. You don't really feel good when you carry that extra weight.
Right, that sluggishness. Okay, well, you know, and the other thing that you talk about is helping getting rid of toxins in their bodies. Are there any suggestions you have for that, like that you've used in your life that helps you?
Well, I had to go back to a little bit to the products I'm taking. Isogenics was founded 14 years ago, and every single product is scientifically developed and manufactured in accordance with our no-compromise policy, which means no cutting quality to improve on corporate profits. We have a system for everybody, and that is for athletes, for people who just want to improve their health. Weight loss is big, and also healthy aging. The basic for our program is a shake that we call Isoline Shake. It comes in either plant-based or in regular protein. I can't remember the name. But anyway, we do have two varieties. And a big one thing on the program is what we call Cleanse for Life. And that removes the toxin in your body on a cellular level. It's not a laxative, it's not a diuretic, but it works just wonderful for your body. You can actually feel it's just like a car needs an oil filter to have it changed once in a while. When you do what we call a cleanse, which is, it can be a one-day fast a week, but you have the Cleanse for Life and other products as well. So you don't starve, but you really deep cleanse your body. Makes you feel so much better afterwards. I'm getting ready to do that because my month in Norway, absolutely, definitely I gained some toxin in my body. So I'm getting ready to do a day of that. And of course, we have to think about what we put on our skin. That's another thing.
Yes.
To have, check the ingredients, the same with the household products. There's a lot we can do. I use a lot of vinegar myself when I clean baths. Instead of harsh cleansing, I use a lot of white vinegar. And I also use...
I know a lot of people don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's great. And actually, I use apple cider vinegar and honey in hot water in the morning. That's another good thing to just cleanse your body. Plus, honey is very healthy for you. So there's so much we can do. And, of course, spend time outdoors. Yeah, oh, no, it's great.
So you're saying you put, okay, so you're telling me for, like a body wash, you put apple cider vinegar, some honey, and some water?
No, that is to take internally. But for, to cleanse my face, I do a mix of apple cider vinegar and a clean water and use that as a freshener. So apple cider vinegar is good for, you know, your skin as well. You just have to be careful not to make it too strong.
Right, I kind of do that with, I have a green, natural green clay mask, and I mix that with apple cider vinegar and water, and boy, does that clean out the pores and help with that. Yeah, so that's good stuff. There was something else I was going to ask you, but I lost it, so I'll leave it alone for now. But here's another thing, Britt. Yes, okay, so, you know, for the older listeners, what else comes to mind in regards to being fit? Is there any other ideas that you would have out for them?
What really saddens me is to see older and sometimes not so old people, they're hunched over. And
yes.
Sometimes it's just a bad posture to straighten up. You look so much better, you feel better. And you can avoid a lot of internal problems if you do. Plus, that's important. Posture is very, very important. Also, breathing. We normally do just the shallow breathing. But once in a while,
yes.
Take some really deep breaths. And you can feel that your body relaxes. And you can feel it all through your body, how good it is. That's one thing we forget to do. And another thing for older people, go out and interact with people. Don't lock yourself inside. That is when you get depressed and a sure way to get dementia. Learn something new, a new language, and, of course, yoga. I love yoga. I do have a class I teach every Saturday morning on the beach, right before I have my radio show, actually. And which is great.
Very nice.
I don't charge anything, but it's fun. I'm not certified, so I can't charge. It's just fun. But actually, my daughter just got certified in yoga, and I'm just so happy because if it hadn't been for me, she probably wouldn't have done that. So that makes me feel good.
Right, that you're able to inspire her too with it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have noticed a shift. I think it might be different parts of the country depending on where you go, but I know at least in Seattle area, you know, a lot of the older community, like they actually do take a active stand on their health, and they do look happier because of it. But then I think of other generations where they don't do that, and I'm like, I don't know when the magic number is when, you know, after you retire, that all of a sudden your life just shifts. And, you know, some people, I hear all there is to do is play bingo, go to church, maybe play with the grandkids. But and that might be fine and dandy, but I don't know. I think for some that might not be enough to, you know, be happy. And it is a sad thing. So it's nice to hear, no, there are options. It's not like after that, you know, it's just blah.
Yeah. I really believe a lot of people retire too young. You have to stay active, and that's what's so good about what I do, my business. I can do it for as long as I want to. One other thing I would like to mention about aging, because we have a product that's called Product B Genesis, and that protects our telomeres. And what are telomeres? They are the protective ends at the end of the chromosomes in our cells. The DNA from damage, like the end of a shoelace, protects the lace from becoming unraveled. As we age, our cells constantly divide and our telomeres shorten during the process. When there are no tips left, that's the end of our life. And this telomere discovery is a huge, huge thing for human health. So that is one of our big important products, that especially because I am that age group, that's really what I like to talk to people about. More than weight loss, I like to talk about the product B, because I have seen people like being on it before, and after 3 years is typically when you can see a huge difference. I find that very interesting.
Okay, so Britt, how long, I mean, I know you've been involved with Isagenics for a while, but how long have you been personally taking the products yourself?
I think it's about 6 years, close to 6 years. So
Okay.
Yeah, it is, because now I know that they work. Because I feel good. So and it becomes
so
a habit.
Feel
like
your body's gotten
about.
Stagnant?
No, not at all.
Okay, because you know how some products, you know, you go on some products for a while and all of a sudden they lose their initial, I don't know, not maybe appeal, but like all of a sudden you just feel like a standstill, you know, or flat line. So you have not noticed that in the 6 years that you've taken it. You still feel great from it. That's good.
I still feel great. And we have so many different kinds of products too. There's a huge variety. And there are different things you can do. Let's just take somebody who wants to lose weight. So they do one program for a while. And if they just are stagnant, there are other things we can add to their system that will get them moving again. We have a fabulous, fabulous the people involved are really so anxious to help each other. I just love the energy in the company. And it comes from the very top, the founders. They are just fabulous people. So I really feel at home with Isagenics. It has grown tremendously. It was founded in 2002. And in these 14 years, we have grown to be one of the top ones, both in network marketing and in wellness and nutrition. So I feel very good about the product, the company as well.
That's awesome, because, you know, I definitely am all about supporting progressive companies and one that has, you know, stand the test of time. And so they at least, you know, have been around for a while. You know, another thing I wanted to see about sharing with the listeners today, because you also host your own wellness show. What is one of the favorite things that you love about being able to do that?
Actually, I have met so many great people. I really enjoy. So many actually are authors, and that is so much fun to listen to their stories, and some have done some remarkable things. And not only in health and wellness, I have some people that are in business and many other varieties, but it's all health and wellness. You know, your mind, your thinking, everything goes together.
Right.
And it has been a fabulous growth for me personally, because I have never done anything like that before. I'm not like you, who like to talk a lot. For me, it has been kind of pulling the words out of me. So I feel much more confident now than I did a year and a half ago when I started these shows.
Very awesome. Well, you know, we're starting out similar. This is just January makes my first year anniversary too. So, you know, it's a step-by-step process. But if we're doing what we love, our audience, they hear that, they feel that, and it's just good positive energy we're putting out into the world. So I do think it's a blessing all the way around. Britt, another question I have for you is, because I know you have grandchildren yourself, and for me, I have three of my own children that range. My oldest is going to be 17. In a couple months, and my daughter is 7, and then my little one just turned 5. So, you know, I think, you know, I am very about the kids. You know, they are our future, and I think it's important, you know, what we are showing them. So for you, what would you want the younger generation to know and keep in mind about health and wellness, or what would show your own grandkids?
I have one boy who just turned 19, and then I have a grandson who is 14 and a granddaughter who is 11. I think, first of all, the family relationship. I think that's so important that you have a close-knit family. Of course, not everybody has that, but that's a great way to grow up. Otherwise, when it comes to health and wellness, more or less the same as what we have been talking about. But one big thing I think is important, grow your body strong. Build your body while you're young, because then it will stay with you. And that to me is body, mind, and spirit. It's all together.
That is so true. Ms. Britt, is there anything else that you would like to share, any kind of wishes that you have for the new year for others?
Well, I have a lot of wishes for everybody. It's just, take care of your body. That's the only place you have to live. So many people are so negligent. They just don't even think about what they stuff themselves in with. And look around you. It's sad. All the diseases that are preventable. Why don't people wake up and realize that? I think you're right. The younger generation, they are much more aware of it. But the older ones, you have so many that they, it seems like some, they thrive going to the doctor's office. They love to be on medications. Instead of turning around and see what's available on your own, there's so much you can do yourself. That is my big, big wish,
yes,
that people wake up.
Me too. I second that completely. I think it's so true. I find it interesting that the younger generation, I think it's probably because of the access to, you know, information out there. Because, you know, there's so much at the same time, advertising and the media, where they put out all this other stuff. But if they're diligent enough, you can find the resources out there. You just got to kind of wade through all of it. And, you know, as far as the older generation is concerned, you know, I have to agree with you on that. A lot of people have that mentality where, I don't know, they almost derive pleasure, like you said, from talking about being sick, or I have this whatever. And it's just like, why? And I have to say, you know, before getting into this, I was in health and wellness for 17 years, and I ran my own practice. But one of the things I always talked to my clients about was, you know, you're going to have to pay for your health no matter what. So do you want to be proactive or reactive? And, you know, a lot of people rather be reactive. And it's like, that doesn't do you any good. So I agree. Be proactive and, you know, care. Because you only have, like you said, your one body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ms. Britt, it was a pleasure just having you on today. It was a great way to start off the new year. And I just thank you for your time.
I enjoyed it very much, and I wish you the very, very best for your show, with your family, everything in your life, and a happy new year.
Thank you so much. You know what? Before I forget, I wanted to share with the listeners, too, that they can always check out your shows on Saturdays on the Rightstream Radio Network, and that information is on the show description. What I didn't get on there, though, Ms. Britt, is your isogenics information, and I don't know if you know it off the top of your head, but if you do, feel free to share so they know where to go.
My website is Britt Allen Wellness. .com. My name, Britt Allen, Allen, wellness.com. And that
will
take
you
to the isogenic. Yeah.
That's great.
And also,
well, everyone, go ahead.
Also through Rightstream Radio. Can also get me through the shows, which are Eastern Time, 10 o'clock, Saturday mornings.
Awesome, awesome. Well, just to the listeners to also know, I will also be on Britt's show coming up here next two Saturdays, so I'll get some information out to there. So thank you again, Britt. Everyone, you guys have a great rest of your week. Big, big hugs. Take care.